we signed on for the big money. We signed on for the big network marketing vision. So then we learned. We really simply went out and said, okay, you know, what do we learn? And we got to learn from some of the best people. You've been to some of the same seminars I've been in, you know. And what did we learn to do? We learned, you know, like the different kinds of knowledge. You know, there's book knowledge. You know, it's listening to books and tapes. There's doing knowledge, activity knowledge. Go on out and do it. Talk to 1,000 people. You'll learn something talking to 1,000 people, you know. And we believed in the failure way to the top. And there was modeling knowledge. You know, model other people. Follow them. We looked at the people who were making money in our industry and the people who were making money inside our business. You know, they wore the sharpest suits. We started saving up for sharp suits, you know. I mean, I remember one month our, you know, half of our paycheck went to two new suits, you know. So they were nice suits, but, you know, it says the paycheck wasn't that big, but we needed the suits, you know. We needed to invest in that because that was the business we were in.
Right. Okay, so people listening on the call say, okay, maybe I'm a little bit better off than a Geo Metro, but still, you know, I've got my monthly expenses, I've got a family and so forth. Luncheons are, number one, very easy way to put together an event because it really doesn't cost you anything. Most restaurants will give you a room. What I'm hearing you say, Michael, is you set the date and then you build for it.
Right.
And in most cases, sometimes it doesn't work out there, but most cases, if you set the date, your team gets behind it, be it a team of 2 or 3 people or 10 or 12 people, if they get behind it, something's going to happen. In most cases, it's positive it'll happen at that event, be it a luncheon or maybe a Super Saturday, a weekly meeting. If you don't set the event and you say, well, first I got to build a team, then I'm going to do the event, that's not really going
to
work, is it?
Yeah, no. I mean, I do this. I mean, we encourage people today to, you know, to have a weekly luncheon, you know, and to have a weekly luncheon, and it happens every week. Now, if they have a big conference, they have to be out of town. They, you know, like this week, we're all in here for a big conference. There's no luncheons happening tomorrow, you know. But, you know, you do it, and you do it no matter what. It's like your weekly event. Now, see, here's a weekly event. Everyone probably has a weekly meeting in your town that you go to. Now, you either go to it religiously every week, no matter what, or you treat your business casually. That's my opinion about it. So you're at that event every week, no matter what. When I sign a brand new person up, I say, here's what I'm going to need from you. They say, what? I'm going to need 52 Tuesday nights from you. And I watch for their reaction to see if they flinch or see if they're serious about it. Most of them say okay, because I've pre-framed it. I said, look, you want to make a little bit of money with this or you want to make the big money? They almost 100% of the people tell me the big money.
Right.
So, okay, then there's going to be some commitments I'm going to ask of you. And I say, okay, what? I say, I'm going to ask you for 52 Tuesday nights. And I say, okay. And I say, I'm going to ask you for 12 Saturdays once a month. And they say, okay. And I'm still checking their reaction. I say, and I'm going to ask you to come to the quarterly events. They go, oh, now they're a little confused. I said, you're not going to understand why yet, but I'm going to ask you to do that, and I'm going to ask you to commit to being with me for a year. That the first year of your business, for you to make, you told me, you know, say they just told me they wanted to make $10,000 a month. For you to make $10,000 a month, you have to admit it's worth an investment, right? And for the person listening there who's only working part-time in their business, maybe you got a great job, maybe you're making $70,000, $80,000, $90,000 a year, but you know you're trapped. You know you can't get out of it, and you got to show up and listen to that boss and do this, that for the next 10, 15, 20, 30 years. Ugh. You know, I understand the pain of that. You have to make yourself feel the pain of it so that you pay the price of those 10 to 12 hours that you're committing to your business. A buddy of mine down in Florida, Chip. We signed up Chip. My brother Jim was a school teacher at Sebastian River High School, signed up Chip, who was a coach there. Chip since has gone back to university and gotten his master's, and he is now the assistant principal at a high school down in Central Florida on the coast. Now, Chip's been with us 2.5 years, puts in 10 to 14 hours a week, each and every week, goes to his weekly event, never misses our big event. Okay? 2.5 years, didn't look like much. About 6 months ago, about 2 years in, he hit the top level of the company, strictly part-time. You know, it's not with a massive group, but with a strong group. You know, now earning more from his business, from his network marketing business, than he's making as assistant principal.
Right.
He says when he makes twice as much, he's going to consider retiring from his assistant principal
job.
In the
meantime, he can take that money and put it in a place to make sure that he can retire early.
That's
so
right.
A lot of times, you don't say quit your job.
And again, I mean, that's 10 to 12 hours, but now what did he do? Here's what he committed to. He committed to, on a weekly basis, being on our leadership conference call every Sunday night, which is an event in itself. Okay? He committed to being at his weekly event, to a Saturday event, and to a quarterly event. In fact, I'm really looking forward to seeing him. In fact, after this event here in Vegas, we're going to do something, what we call the event around the event, which, you know,
We'll cover that next. Real quick summarize so far where we've been, because I know we jumped around a little bit, but we're just, you know, just excited to share this information with you. But let's start, you know, real basic. Number one, one of the basic events is the invite, one-on-one, two-on-one presentation. That's an event. At the end of that event, you can say, look, I'm going to give you some information, but what I'd like to do is invite you to lunch. I'll buy you lunch, or you can buy yourself lunch, but you can maybe meet a few other people. That's the next event.
Right.
Maybe the lunch.
Now, let's just jump right in there. Now, for those first initial exposures, there could be four or five other different things you could be doing. For example, you could invite them onto a conference call.
Mm-hmm.
You could give them a videotape or an audio tape or a CD-ROM to watch. You could send them to your website. You know, you might, I mean, might do any of those things, have a two-on-one, like you said, or even a one-on-one, have breakfast, have even lunch, just you and the persons. That's an event.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you might throw in, following up any one of those events, a three-way phone call to somebody,
right.
Your upline, you know, someone like this. I mean, whole bunches of people have my cell phone these days because I tell them, listen, you know, you're talking to someone, they say about, I want, you know, can make any serious money. You say, well, you know what, I just got started, but I can get you on the phone with somebody who is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how does $250,000 a year sound?
Right.
Sound okay? Okay, well, I'll get you on the phone with this guy. And bam, you know, they can call me. And I didn't used to give out my cell phone for this. Now I do, you know. I do to the people. You know, I just do because not that many people take advantage of it.
Right.
Come number one, but number two, it puts me on a phone. You know, on a phone with a lot of interesting people all over the country, just on a moment's notice that I know wouldn't happen if we had to set it up in advance.
Right.
So now, anyway, so all those different things for three-way phone calls, and if I'm on a three-way phone call, if anyone ever gets me on a three-way phone call, I'm going to listen to find out what they've seen already, what they've liked the best about what they've seen so far, where they're at in the process, how they got a feel for it. Then I'm going to invite them out to an event.
So now you're building, as an upline leader, a three-way person, you're also now, again, building for an event.
The only purpose to having an event when you're all said and done is to build for the next one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So now when we're putting people through the process, it's a process. The enrollment process in a business is a process. Very few people sign up from one exposure. Every exposure is an event. Okay. Now, it's philosophy. Build from smaller events to larger events.
Right.
So I might just meet you, talk to you in a lounge of an airport, get your card, send you a CD-ROM, a bigger event, follow up with you, a bigger event, get you on a three-way with my brother, or say you're a young guy, I get you on a three-way with my 22-year-old son.
Right.
Okay. You want to feel, you want to know the talents and strengths of your team as you're growing it, and use three-ways. And even if you're an upline, use your downline for three-ways once they're educated, once they know how to do it. Okay. Now, at the end of that three-way, I'm building for the event, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Geez, you know, like for example, if they, you know, I pretty much keep tabs on what's going on around the country myself, and, you know, I have a few good friends of mine put services out where they actually say all the major events.
Right.
Okay. Now, when they do that, I pay attention. So say, you know, you're in Chicago, I'll either know what's happening up in Chicago, or I'll be able to get off the phone, or if I'm sitting at my desk, log on to the computer and find out what we've got going on in Chicago, and, you know, and invite you right out to the event.
Mm-hmm.
In Chicago.
Okay.
Okay.
So we've got mini events, which are like three-way calls, two-on-ones. Try to get them to a luncheon. The luncheon, then, if they're still interested, you know, getting to them a weekly Tuesday meeting, Thursday meeting, that might lead them to a Saturday meeting, which might be a 3-4 hour event, maybe a guest speaker coming in from out of town. That event, then, they might already join the business, at which point you want to get them to a regional event, which might be a couple thousand people, so they get a bigger picture. Then the national event, a bigger picture even then. Michael, I've heard you say a couple of times, you know what? You can tell the prospect or the distributor the story, the testimonials, how to train them, or you can use the event to do it for you.
Right.
Tell me more about that, because I think sometimes that's overlooked, and I think there's a fast way to grow and a slow way to grow, and I think if you use the events to do a lot of that work for you, what happens?
Well, you think about it this way. I mean, what every single one of us wants is we want to leverage our time through duplication.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, everything you do, you want to make it as duplicatable as possible. I believe this. I believe there's two levels of duplication, right? And the one level is the one we all must master, and it's very, very important, and that is to duplicate how we expose people to the business.
Right.
So I want to make sure that I show you the business in a way that you can turn around and show it to somebody else, whether I'm there or not.
Mm-hmm.
That simply means using a tool.
Right.
Now, the event itself is a glorified tool.
Well, let me jump real quick on the tools. For those of you, and this is, you know, the whole of how to expose people, that's a whole different training, but if you want to go check out an article, it's called The Quarterback Chat Club. I don't know if you've read it or not. You can pull it off of MLMplayers.com in the training area. A lot of people I know use that system. It's just a simple way of exposing the business. So tell me more about events, how they're a tool.
Okay, so now the event, you know, the event is a tool. Why? Because they're going to get a presentation. But, of course, you know, it means so many things. The event, I've been to two kinds of events. Okay, good ones and bad ones, right? I mean, that's real simple to put them together. There's good ones and there's bad ones. Here's the rule. The event has to be good enough not to be bad, okay?
Okay?
The speaker has to be good enough not to be bad. The presentation has to be good enough not to be bad. That all being said, better to have great events. Better to step it up and raise the bar for you and your team so the events are always crisp. The events are always good. Okay, weekly events, really big thing. I mean, I train on this all the time, and still it falls on deaf ears most of the time. But I believe it's the 80-20 rule, Art. I think that 20% of the people in every industry, including network marketing, are going to make 80% of the money. But here's what 20% is do. 20% is if it's a weekly event, say, that goes, the presentation goes from 7:30 to 8:30, we all say registration's at 7 o'clock. The event starts at 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. All the players are there at 7 o'clock. They should be there. They're dressed. They're ready to go. They're in the lobby. They're signing up. They're on their lawn. They're getting their name tags, whatever they need to do. They're meeting their guests. I always tell my guests, come on out at 7 o'clock. Some people are shy. Say it's a 7:30 presentation. Go, oh, the meeting starts at 7:30. When I'm inviting people, I actually don't use the word meeting. I say we're having a special event.
Okay.
It's always a special event. Because to me, this moment right here with you today is a special event. Okay. It really is, too, you know. So we're having a special event. It's this Tuesday evening. It's at the such-and-such hotel. We're gathering at 7 o'clock. I want you to get there then. Some people I want to introduce you to. If I know who the guest speaker is, my buddy Corey, you got to come out and hear this guy. Corey used to work for Bell South. Now, 2 years later, he's fired Bell South. He's making 12 times today what he was making 2 years ago. Working that job, okay? I mean, 12 times a day, 31-year-old guy, you know, bam. So you want to have that story. You want to know the stories of who the speakers are. Learn how to tell those stories. I invite people out to the evening events to meet people, not so much to come to a presentation.
Right, for the information.
Okay? I tell them to meet people, and you're going to hear, you're going to see the big picture of what we're doing. So I say, some people I want you to meet, and you're going to see the big picture of what we're doing. Come at 7. Now, my guest shows up at 7 o'clock. I meet him in the lobby. You know, sometimes I don't know what they'll look like because we just talked on the phone, but most times I do. Okay, we meet right away. I bring them right over to some, I know where, I see around, look around the room. You know, if it's my own weekly meeting, I know everybody. You know, I know everybody who's anybody, and then I know the brand new people. I'm always friendly to everybody, but now I go over, even if I'm introducing to other teams' leaders, and I know those people are going to say nice things about me because I always say nice things about them. But say I say, Art, you know, Art has a background in computers and science, this and that. Come on, you got to come over and meet this guy. He designed such and such or whatever, and I know what people did in their backgrounds. If they have other jobs, I know what they do in their other jobs. If I have a guest who's an accountant, I'm going to make sure I introduce him to an accountant. If I have a guest who's a lawyer, I'm going to introduce them to the guy I know who's a lawyer there, you know. So I do that. Make them feel as comfortable as anything. Here's what we know. It's a presentation. They're coming out to look at the business. People make their decisions before the presentation starts. What do they make them on? They make them on how they feel in that room. So that all that being said, if the event's a big enough event, you have at least 75, 85 people, you should have a raised stage. You know, you have have independent speakers. Have music going. To come in the room, have music on. And there's only a few people at 7 o'clock, 7:10, then let the music, as the crowd gathers, turn the music up a little bit, and then start the event on time. I'm a firm believer in this. The event should go for 1 hour, period, end, finish. If you're going to have a training, I believe taking a break before the training, give the guests the opportunity to comfortably leave the room. The close of the event should be an invitation for everyone to circle up with who's invited them, and, you know, get their question answered and get their paperwork done if they see the opportunity. You know, then if you're going to have a training, say in 15 minutes we'll come back and our special out-of-town guest so-and-so is going to train on building for events or whatever. We're just going to, you know, do a 20-minute training, whatever. Right. And then even if you have trainings like that, my advice is keep them short afterwards, 20, 25 minutes. If you're a trainer doing that stuff, just try to teach them one or two things in that evening, you know. Don't try to teach them everything, you know.
Right, just the basics. Let me ask you this. You've got distributors coming to events. You've got prospects coming into events. One of the things that I've heard said, and you can confirm this or not, is if you can master one thing, if you can master just one thing, if it's building for events, you can go to the top.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Now, why is that? Is it what does the event do?
Well, the event does everything. Remember, it's 1, 2, and 3, okay? There's only 3 things we do. We said it earlier. You know, we sell our service or our product. We represent our business opportunity. And we build for events. So we sell the product and we represent the opportunity right inside the event.
So that's done. That's inherent in every
event. So it's inherent in every event. We're always doing that. And so it's built in the event. But secondly, it's like, you know, especially, you know, our industry attracts a lot of people who are looking to change their lives, are looking to make, you know, to better themselves. And so we're bringing people together. And again, this is why I say be a professional looking bunch, you know, dress sharp, look sharp. Everyone should be, you know, be there. That, I mean, you know, your wardrobe matters in our business. People are coming to see if we're professionals. Be professional. Then they come and you're introduced to other people and you want them to feel, like I said earlier, comfortable. Mm-hmm. If they're comfortable in that setting. They look around and say, geez, you know, there's a good group of people here. I like these people.
Right.
And that's a very important ingredient for them in making their decisions. We make our decisions emotionally, not logically. You know, we weigh the logic, but we make our decisions emotionally.
All right, Michael. So you said the event does item number one, which is?
It represents the product or the service.
And then item number two?
It represents the opportunity, promotes the opportunity.
Now, the third item on the list is building for events. Now, the events do that as well or not?
Well, the events do that as well. I mean, right. Because why? I mean, like, say, for example, I mean, we're here on the eve of my company's, leadership summit. They have 3 of these a year, right? Mm-hmm. We're here in Vegas. Second year in a row, we've done it in Vegas. Okay, great. Now, we'll come out of this event, and like Sunday night, we'll have our weekly conference call. And all the people at home will be plugging into the weekly conference call. Well, all they're going to hear about is how great the event was.
Right.
Okay? And here's what else they're going to hear. The company's next big event is in 3 months in Baltimore in the fall, and they're going to hear, you got to be in Baltimore.
Right.
You got to be in Baltimore. So if people are hearing it, if they hear the message that we're teaching, promoting over and over again, and they turn around and promote and teach that message, then what happens? Our events get bigger and bigger and bigger. I'll tell you, I mean, look at what we're sitting here right now. It's a leadership summit. It's going to be some 6,000 people here. We started these. It'll be 2.5 years ago. Right about now, we had our very first one. Company decided to launch this quarterly strategy. Actually, we run 3 of them a year, so it's not quite quarterly. We started that very first one in January of 99, so we're 2.5 years later. We've grown from 350 in the very first one to 6,000 people. Mm-hmm.
So events seem to be working. Now, another thing I know is at the end of this event, they're going to be talking about, and you're going to be talking about with your team, here are the next 90 days worth of events. And
here's
immediately
what we're
laying
do.
Out the groundwork.
At the end of this event, this event starts on a Thursday night, goes all day Friday, Saturday. Sunday morning, we get together and do a breakout session with our team members. And we open it up. Anyone's invited to come. If they don't have a team that supplies this type of event, they're welcome to come. But it's essentially geared for one thing, to build a 90-day game, help our people build a 90-day game plan from here to our next big event.